It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
All right, let's do this, Mr. Lee. Hello, happy episode 201. Hold on.
Yourself.
Should I put your mic on?
You do that to me a lot.
I know, I do. Well, no, I don't. In all fairness, it's been a long time since I've done that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's been a while. As I was saying, I was kidding.
You thought I had a mic problem again.
Sorry. Happy 2001 episode to you, sir.
2001?
Yeah. Oh, no, 201. Oh, my God, I feel old. I'm thinking of 2001 Space Odyssey.
Oh, my God. We will not be around in episode 2001, Mr. Lee.
Oh, God, no. Surely not. Oh, we won't be. We'll be, Or we might be AI by then.
Potentially, yeah.
Just our voices.
Mm. We can go on forever, baby. Don't you worry. yes, but another week to talk movies. And this week, massive. If you are a big Star Wars fan, no doubt you are hanging out to go and see the new Star Wars film, The Mandalorian and Grogu. Mr. Lee has.
And I cannot wait to tell you all about it.
We'll be talking about that very soon. Also, we're going to go around the globe, see our top fives. We'll see whether Devil Wears Prada is still number one at the box office. I have a feeling it may very well be. Grant Lee hits the red carpet with some real news, and we'll go around the screens. It's all still to come.
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
All right, Mr. Lee, this is your turn. This is your time.
I was so lucky. I actually got to see this movie last week. After we finished the podcast last week, I actually went and watched this in Sydney, and I'm so pleased I did. The Star Wars, The Mandalorian and Grogu is incredible. I always thought Grogu was young baby Yoda. But he's not.
That's what I was thinking.
He's not. And that's what I thought. This is everything. Now, I must say, firstly, if you've never watched the TV show, don't stress. I haven't. And I really enjoyed this movie. It was all Star Wars-y. It was such a great thing. Pedro Pascal was absolutely brilliant. Steve Blum was brilliant. Sigourney Weaver, she was a bit of a shock. Mm. She plays a role with the Rebellion, and I'm just like, wow, this is really good for her, because how many space movies has she been in? You know, she's been in a few. And Jeremy Allen White, he actually played Rhoda, the Hutt. Do you remember the Hutt in the original Star Wars? You remember? You haven't watched Star Wars, so you don't know.
No, I did. I did. Excuse me, Mr. Lee. Watch your mouth out. I did watch Star Wars back in 1997. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. What was the 97 one? Can you remember which Star Wars it was in 1997? That was when I was first introduced to it. 1997 was...
Was it 98?
I'm pretty sure it was 97, was it not?
I can't remember which one it was.
Or was it 96? No, I reckon it was 90. It was 98. No, I don't know. Anyway. It was around then. I'm pretty sure it was like 97 or something like that. Star Wars fans would be absolutely throwing stuff at the...
they would
at their listening device right now. I'm sorry. anyway, hey, it's great to have a new one back. The Mandalorian and Grogu. Let's have a listen.
Never touch the buttons. I can use some information.
Whoa. For this price, I'll tell you whatever you want.
I'm looking for a Hutt.
Close for the night. Thank you.
Gangsters. War criminals.
Long live the Empire.
We'll take out every bad guy in your deck of cards.
Thank you. This isn't about revenge. It's about preventing another war.
Strap in.
You will suffer. And then it will be his turn.
Before going into harm's way, check your armor.
The kid will live centuries beyond me. I won't always be around to protect him.
Are you scared? You should be.
Do we run? Or do we fight?
I like this kid.
What are you waiting for? Save the rest for after dinner.
Grogu is very cute. I will say that.
Yeah, yeah. And he is kind of Yoda later down the track. Many, many, many thousands of years. So, yeah. I don't want to spoil it, but no. I have to tell you that.
Okay. Well, we look forward to that. That is Star Wars. Now, I will point out, Mr. Leo, I have done some research, and there was no Star Wars film out in 1997 or 1998. So I've got no idea. I've got no idea what I went to see. Okay, I definitely saw Star Wars. So I don't know. Maybe they're doing a rerun or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they may have. Because they didn't come out until 2015, which was the 7. And I don't know. Was it? I don't know when the other ones. It was early 2000s, I think, when the other ones came out.
I definitely saw it. I've got no idea. I don't know what happened.
It might have been the 20th anniversary screening or something or other back then.
Whatever it was, I haven't watched it again since. So now
I can highly recommend you go see this movie anyway. Even if you're not a Star Wars fan, this movie you will enjoy because it has got everything, a bit of humor. Now, there is a surprise voice in it. You would have heard at the beginning of that trailer. Did you pick the voice?
I did not pick the voice.
Martin Scorsese, he plays an alien.
He does. Oh,
he's a director who I love that director as well. I've got so many directors I do like. He's another one. But yeah, he actually always wanted to play an alien in a Star Wars movie.
Well, now you told me I don't have to go see it now. So thank you very much. That's great. but one lady, Mr. Lee, we do want to catch up with is the wonderful Sigourney Weaver. Now, we have got a number for. You have reached out. You have got a contact we're going to call next week to try and get her on the podcast. We're going to contact management and try and tee up an interview. And we're going to bring that interview to you live in the next episode. So we'll make that call. You do not want to miss it. We're going to try and be very convincing because I think we can get her, Mr. Lee. I think it's possible.
I agree. I think we can get her. Look, it's Talking Flicks.
We've had some massive celebrities on this this podcast. Now, Miss Lee, the next movie, do you want to talk about Drishyam 3, please? And George, do you want to do that again? Do you want to go through that?
Is it George Cutty?
Oh, is that what it is? Slip of the tongue last week.
Yeah, it was a slip of the tongue last week.
I've had that on replay for the last 7 days. It's been great.
Oh, I still can't believe I did that. But anyway, look, this is the follow-up to the first and the sequel, and it does center around George Cutty. So this is...
I must prefer the other guy.
I don't. All I can say, people, if listening, if you don't know what we're talking about, go to last week's 199th episode and you'll understand what we're laughing at because it was a slip of the tongue.
Yes, it was a slip of the tongue. You will never hear that again. So trust me, go back and have listened to it. You do not want to miss it. If you did miss it, go back. I would have replayed it, but I forgot to cut it. So that's my bad. But you know what? I definitely will do it again soon. So that is Drishyam 3. Now, the next one, Mr. Lee, this is a bit of a romance comedy combined. Finding Emily, there's this lovesick muso. He's got this dream girl. He gets the wrong number for her. So he teams up with a psychology student to find her. Now, these together that they spark this this campus-wide frenzy, basically testing their own hearts and ambitions as they go along the way. So it's a bit of a lovey-dovey type movie, this one, but funny at the same time.
Yeah, and you know what? I actually think British movies, they do them so well. And I think a rom-com, which I have to say, I love British movies.
They're great. It's just fantastic. They are. Yeah. So should we have a listen?
Let's do it.
Last night, I met this girl called Emily. Felt like time stood still.
Oh, no, what are you saying? No fault.
So when are you seeing her again?
Don't know, no message here. Won't send.
It's missing a digit.
She means it's missing a digit. It's not funny.
Good morning. I'm looking for a student. Emily? She's funny, smart, she drinks beer, bottles, batteries about here.
She's like, oh, God.
You've got 2 seconds to leave before I call security, all right?
Yeah, okay, all right.
You
said we take
it slow, now it's go, go, go. You have 3 weeks left to prove that romantic attachments cause madness.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for this girl called Emily.
He's the case study I've been waiting for. He's my very own Stanford prison experiment. I'll help you find her.
Why would you want to do that? She said she was going to a party on Canal Street. All right, mate, I'm looking for information. Once I get you 20 quid.
I didn't get any information, but I got us free drinks.
Let's do it.
I've got an idea. I'm just sending emails to every Emily at the university. Evening, ladies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's...
Yeah, I'm probably making that Emily's. Yeah. A I'm not really sure what's happening, but I'm getting like a load of emails.
Hey, Emily's.
Please tell me you BCC'd.
I don't know what a BCC is.
So you just created a chat room with 318 Emily's.
Are straight people okay? Question mark.
I need to talk about this email, dude.
Is he a sexy pest?
I thought it was quite cute.
Who cares?
This is a culture of toxic masculinity.
We are Emily!
I know my brother. He'll be in a field somewhere being all melodramatic. What did I tell you? Probably write a song about it.
What if I've misread this whole situation?
You're gonna find someone who gets you.
Please don't make me laugh.
I didn't know I could.
If Emily's listening, what do you want to say?
Well, I wrote her a song.
We're getting the song! We're getting the song!
Sing it.
Finding Emily, Spike Fern in this one, Yali Topol and Ellen Maisie Purvis, Nadia Parks, you're into those people, Mr. Lee? Got to say, some raw talent there.
There certainly is. And I think, you know what, everyone needs a break. And yes, we probably don't know who they are, but you know what, they might be big and famous after this.
Maybe. That's all they need. Yeah. So that is Finding Emily. Also yes. Screening this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas, Mortal Kombat 2, The Sheep Detectives, The Devil Wears Prada 2, Lee Cronin's The Mummy still going strong, The Magic Faraway Tree, one for the family if you haven't seen it yet, Michael, Project Hail Mary, Scream 7, the Super Mario Galaxy movie, and you can check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
Okay, let's head off to the USA. Number 5, The Sheep Detectives. Number 4 is Mortal Kombat 2. Number 3 is Obsession. Number 2 is The Devil Wears Prada 2. I know. We have a new top 1 movie.
What could it be?
Michael!
Really?
So how good is that?
Bounce back. Yeah.
Wow. And you know what? Michael has just, it's just doing so well. Yeah. Word is getting around about it.
Word's also getting around about Michael doing some other things as well. And I wonder whether or not that could be a reason why he has spurred. I don't know. I'm just saying that it was going off its chops last week. There's all these allegations being made and all that kind of stuff. Mm. And it's just weird that it comes at the time when the movie's been released, that's all. But hey, if that's the case, it went to number one. So, you know, more people are wanting to see it.
Correct.
So catching on.
And make your own mind up then.
Yeah. Exactly. But did it work? Did it work here in Oz for him? Let's find out. Number five is Obsession. Number four for Oz is Mortal Kombat 2. Number three is The Sheep Detectives. Number two is Michael. So, another week in a row in Oz. Giveaways Prada 2.
We just can't stop that movie. It's doing so well.
Sadly, Mr. Lee, I'm about to fall on my throne, and I think next week we'll have a new number one.
Yeah, I do too.
I think Star Wars is climb. I think next week it's going to be huge. Absolutely mega.
It will be.
Yeah. So we will find out whether or not it takes number one spot next week. But that is the top fives.
From the red carpet to the big screen and everything in between. It's Talking Flicks, real news.
All right, so he's got his suit on. He's hopped on the red carpet. Yep. The paparazzi's there snapping pics of this guy as he gives us his real news. Mr. Lee, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much, JT. Now, a lot of people have been asking me what movies are in production or pre-production or post-production. So I thought this week we're going to talk about what some of the movies are. Look, in post-production, because it opens in July, is Spider-Man Brand New Day with Tom Holland and Zendaya. That's a bit close, isn't it? Aren't those two married now?
Working together.
Yeah.
I mean, the chemistry would definitely be there, right? Like, that's a good
definitely
thing.
Will be. Mm. Oh, I wonder if she plays CJ.
Maybe.
Ooh. That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Avengers Doomsday, which is the next Marvel movie. It's in post-production now. A bit of a surprise, the Batman Part 2, it's in pre-production. We've got Robert Pattinson returning as the Batman. And also we got The Hunger Games, Sunrise and Reaping, which comes out in November. This is a new prequel story and it's in post-production as we speak. So that's gonna all be those Hunger Games. Yeah. Are you a Hunger Games fan?
No, I'm not. I don't really understand it. You know my movies, Mr. Lee. It's a very silly question. If it's not a slasher film or a rom-com or something like that, you know it's not going to – that's not where I go. But but I will say this, though. I love the fact that I have seen it, though.
Yeah.
I have seen them in passing. I don't get them. But then again, but these are great. It's a fantastic franchise. And I know Hunger Games fans are hanging for November.
Oh, they are. November can't come quick enough. We've also got Jumanji Open World. It's in post-production. And there is a pre-production of the Fast and Furious final movie. Word is Fast Forever. Is the thing. So, yeah. Some big news. Perth has now just opened its own film studios over there. It's just northeast of Perth near Whiteman Park. It costs around $233 million. The government actually invested in this because they know how much money they will get out of it. They're going to be trying to attract big Hollywood movies. They've got a massive, massive production hub. They've got four huge sound stages for filming movies, TV. They've got two annex buildings for production support and one of the largest backlots in the Southern Hemisphere, which is huge. Plus, they've got production facilities of costume, hair, makeup, workshops for building sets. They've got production offices and editing spaces. They've got everything all in that one place. And Perth, apparently, from the photos I've seen, it does look very impressive. So I think the tax credits will be offered big time for Hollywood movies.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's not a place typically you would think to go to film.
No.
But, yeah, I can see the merit in it.
Yeah, but when you think about it, they've got water, they've got desert, they've got, cities. Like, they've got a lot of things that they can offer that over this side of the, country, we can't offer deserts and things like that. So imagine Dune being filmed over there, coming out of the sands. Ooh, yeah. No, perfect. Too scary. Dune was a very scary movie. Also, right back here on this side of the coast at the Gold Coast, which is the Village Roadshow Studios, they're filming at the moment a Gundam movie, which is a Japanese robot movie, and it stars Sydney Sweeney and Noah Clementine. So that's been filmed as we speak, and it's meant to be about $110 million that they're spending on doing this sci-fi movie.
There you go. So good to see we're pumping out some good films here in Oz.
Yeah, certainly is. And JT, that's a wrap on this week's Real News.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Were you impressed with that? I didn't.
It's very impressed. But you did turn up to rehearsals this week, so I can see why. Yes. Isn't this good when you come to you turn up to these things. We present a relatively okay podcast. So when you have the day off, that's a schmozzle, right? You need rehearsals, Mr. Lee. Okay.
And I do need rehearsals because I do get tongue twisted. So twisted
like George
tongue.
Cuddy. Yeah. And that was. Sorry. No, I know you're trying to move on. I get
that it, will be. Yeah, that's going to be in the blooper
roll. Oh, you betcha it will be. It'll be the first one. And you know what, Mr. Lee? We're coming into June, and you know what June means?
Oh, no.
Well, it's the halfway mark of the year, so we're going to go back and release some of our best bits next month, part one of two.
Because there's been so many already.
The best bits, more like worst bits. But anyway, that will be next month. In the meantime, let's look at what's coming up at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas. On June 5, it's the Amazing Digital Circus. June 7 is the National Theatre Live, The Audience. June 28 sees the National Theatre, the Playboy of the Western World. And
July 26.
Yep. What's on July 26th, Mr. Lee? I love the look of this one.
Yeah, it's the National Theatre Live's Les Liaisons Dangereuses.
Well, it's taken about 4 weeks, but you finally nailed it, I think, or you came close. It's about a 7 out of 10, so that was a good attempt.
Thanks so much.
But what I'm really looking forward to, though, on the calendar is Father, Mother, Sister, Brother. What a good title. Just run with every name in the family.
Look, it'll be playing in Orange on May 31 and June 3 and in Tamworth on June 14 and 70. It's a new comedy drama, which sounds very interesting, with the strange siblings reuniting after years apart. So, and there's always tensions when siblings get together, don't they?
Sounds like my family at the moment. Yeah, I need to go see that one. And also, We Are Not Powerless. This is a documentary going back to December 2012. Mustafa Ali and his wife, Najina, they escaped the Taliban in Afghanistan, which is, that sounds interesting, doesn't it? Then they found themselves living in Indonesia when they were refugees, when Australia stopped the boats. Remember that time when that happened? Yeah. So... yeah, it's all good.
There was uproar about that too.
There was, yeah, exactly. Mm. So that is We're Not Powerless, and that one is happening May 29 in Orange.
Yes, which there will be more things next week coming onto the calendar, so be prepared.
I look forward to that. Yeah, I love when there's more stuff on the calendar. Better not be a Minions Day or something like that, because if there is...
You're going to love it. You're going to get dressed up.
I'm not going to love it. Can you seriously please? Go find George Cuddy somewhere. Opening up next week is Power Ballad. Now, this is a comedy musical, the film following Rick Power, who's a struggling wedding singer, and it's played by Paul Rudd, who forms a connection with a washed-up former boy band star, Denny Wilson, who's played by Nick Jonas from the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, and he actually has been in a lot of movies. He was in Jumanji. He's been in quite a few. But as you're saying, it is a music and comedy. It's when one takes the credit of a song that both of them wrote, and one gets rich and one doesn't. And you can guess which one doesn't get rich, which is Paul Rudd's character.
Can only imagine, yeah. That is next week. So looking forward to that. There's some... huge movies out next week, Mr. Lee.
There is.
That's going to be an episode. Look forward to that. <It's> That's next week.
Look, that's next week. But you know what? Tomorrow, don't forget, we're back tomorrow with our Talking Flickster, and we're reviewing In the Grey, which I actually caught up with. I watched it last week, so...
Yeah, so you have been going to see a lot of movies of late, which is great. I
have.
Love this.
Yeah. I'm trying to impress that, I do get to see movies. It's just, after, that's four now I've seen, so I'm doing well.
You are the movie guy, right? So, yes. So you need to go see these things.
I do.
Okay. The good thing is, Miss Lee, we'll see each other again in less than 24 hours. So
yep.
Don't go too far. And tomorrow morning, you can catch another podcast our Flicks are doing in the grey. Have a wonderful Thursday.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.